Are you 1,000% sure you want to deal with this? Nick asked again, concern lighting his eyes. I'm better at wrangling Mrs. Penny. Besides, a small, mean part of me likes seeing Griffin freaked out, she admitted. The double dimple flash and quick grin from Nick had a swoop of giddiness resurfacing. That's my girl. If you need me for anything, especially an extra small UPS envelope, I'm one open door away. I appreciate the offer. And you not committing murder in our house, especially since we just got the smell of the last one out. A stack of sticky notes hit the back of Riley's head. Enough lovey-dovey chit-chat. We've got an attempted murder to solve, Mrs. Penny bellowed. Riley kissed Nick on his stubbly cheek, gave Bert a good scruff of the ears, then returned to take a sentry position behind the elderly woman who had settled in behind her desk. Now, what makes you think someone is trying to whack you, put you in the ground, turn you into worm food? Mrs. Penny had to shout the last few terms for getting murdered over the groaning screech of a large piece of furniture being scooted across the floor in Nick's office. This. Griffin reached into his suit jacket and slapped a piece of paper on the desk. Mrs. Penny snapped her fingers and pointed. Riley bit back a sigh and reached over her to pick it up. You'll pay, she read aloud. That's all it says. Where did you find it? I found it after Bella and I finished filming the morning show today. We've been shooting it at home since the studio blew up because we live in a very large and spacious house, a mansion, really, he said, trying and failing to look humble. I remember. I used to live there, she said dryly. It was stabbed into my pillow on the bed. Can you believe that? Riley could indeed believe that. Griffin was a selfish jerk who had no qualms about trampling others to get what he wanted. The only thing stopping her from sending him packing right now was the authentic feeling fear wafting off him like cartoon stink lines. The Griffin she knew was too self-absorbed to be afraid of anything,